On SBS World News Australia, we're speaking with the sister of the Swedish-born man who lived in Australia from 27 days after his birth, was born to a mother who was an Australian resident and who, after multiple criminal charges for which he served his time, was deported back to Sweden in 2006, where he remains despite a UN human rights ruling for him to be repatriated to Australia. Annette Turner, your brother Stefan Nyström suffers from mental health issues and is more or less homeless in a regional part of Sweden. When was the last time you spoke to him and how was he?
I spoke to him around 2 weeks ago. He was doing okay in terms of, you know, his day-to-day life, I suppose. He was at that point in time really anxious, you know, because about the decision from the Australian government or their response to the United Nations decision. We knew that that was coming up very soon, so he was quite anxious about, you know, whether we'd heard anything yet or not. And also, you know, it's been winter in Sweden. So he's just relieved that the weather's actually starting to get a bit warmer. He doesn't really have anywhere to live.
And does he express to you his want to return to Australia?
Absolutely, absolutely. Every single time I speak to him, a key part of the phone call is, you know, how can he get back here, you know, and you know, what other ways could he possibly, you know, what other things could we possibly do to, you know, to try to help him to return to Australia, to return to his country. I mean, that's his focus. He doesn't consider Sweden his home at all. He considers Australia his home. So his focus at the moment is just how can he get back here? He just wants to come home. He suffers depression, he suffers anxiety, he suffers paranoia. Especially with the paranoia and the depression, if the medication's not right, he's just not right. And sometimes he just finds it very difficult to get the help that he needs at that point in time.
Why do you think he's not seeking or receiving that attention he needs?
Look, I think it's a combination of perhaps Stefan sometimes not seeking the help when he needs it, and then when he does actually seek the assistance, there just seems to be such a long time between his request for some assistance and actually being able to see somebody. So we've heard, you know, in the past that he may have been to a doctor and said, "That's it, I really need some help right now." And the doctor said, "Yep, that's fine, I agree with that, but you'll have to wait 3 months before we can get you into this facility," for example.
And how do you feel about the Gillard government's refusal to comply with the UN ruling for Australian assistance in his repatriation?
Gosh, you know, to find words that adequately express the way that we feel now, we've been waiting for a long time for this particular decision. When we had the United Nations recommendation towards the end of last year, it gave us, you know, some hope. We certainly don't really want our hopes to ever get up too high because, you know, there's always going to be disappointment. So how do we feel about the government's decision? Extremely disappointing. It's frustrating. It's really hard to express, you know, how to put it into words.
You mentioned earlier that you feel the Australian government is trying to make an example of Stefan. What do you mean by that?
Look, in reading their response to the UN's decision last week, as far as I can tell, and this is my very, you know, basic understanding of what I read, is that they disagree with the UN's recommendation to have Stefan returned home, but they do recommend that, or they do acknowledge that in future they will do all they can to make sure that what has happened to Stefan doesn't happen to anybody else. And the way that I read that is that, you know, they acknowledge that this has not been ideal and that this is not a very good process and the situation is certainly not good for him or us or, you know, our families. It shouldn't happen again, and they'll do everything that they can do to make sure that that doesn't happen again, but also saying absolutely no way, we disagree, we certainly won't allow him to return home.
So how do you respond to those who say that your brother is a convicted criminal, he wasn't born in Australia, and shouldn't be allowed to be repatriated? How do you respond to those people?
Look, I don't disagree that he's a convicted criminal. That's not our argument. Our argument is more...